Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur Podcast-Folge Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast, der dich fit in Englisch macht. Wir sind bei Video 81. Hier haben wir ja die Audiospur des Avatar-Trainings, das wir an der Speed Learning Academy auch in Video- und Textform und mit MP3 und ja, Service bei Rückfragen sozusagen unserer WhatsApp-Hotline anbieten. Heute geht es um ein Thunderstorm, um ein Gewitter. Ich werde den Text erstmal wieder demonstrieren und anschließend hast du genug Zeit, um ihn selbst nochmal zu wiederholen. Trainiere hier das Hörverständnis und beantworte dann einfach die Fragen, die hier gestellt werden. Wir beginnen wie immer mit unserem KI-Avatar Jonathan und wenn du mehr wissen möchtest, dann findest du alle Infos am Ende des Podcasts. Wir starten.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we are going to talk about a thunderstorm.
Okay.
Listen carefully, then you can answer the questions at the end.
I will.
Sarah was sitting on the grass and squinting in the sun. Her dog had stretched out next to her and let out a contented snore. What a beautiful summer's day, thought Elisa. She closed her eyes and dozed off. Suddenly, there was a noise around her. She jerked her eyes open and rubbed her arms, for it had become quite cold. No wonder, the sun was no longer visible. Instead, the sky had turned jet black. Gruesome flashes of lightning could be seen, followed by a loud roll of thunder. Sarah cried out in shock. Her dog had also started barking loudly. Quick, we have to get home. Otherwise we'll get all wet. She jumped up and ran. Her dog followed her. Besides, a thunderstorm can be dangerous. Thankfully, Sarah and her dog weren't far from home and were able to quickly escape to dry land. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. How did Sarah know that a thunderstorm was coming?
Well, it became dark and it was freezing cold and she had to rip her arms and it started to rain. That's probably the reason.
The correct answer is, she realized that a thunderstorm was coming because it suddenly became loud and cold around her. Now please repeat this sentence. She realized that a thunderstorm was coming.
That a thunderstorm was coming.
Because it suddenly became loud and cold.
Because it suddenly became loud and cold.
Around them.
Around them.
Here comes the second question. Why did Sarah run home quickly with her dog?
Because a thunderstorm can be dangerous, and otherwise she would become all wet. Yeah. And breakfast was ready.
The correct answer is, Sarah ran home quickly with her dog so she wouldn't get wet and because a thunderstorm can be dangerous. Now please repeat this sentence. Sarah ran home with her dog.
Sarah ran home with her dog.
Quickly home.
Quickly home.
So she wouldn't get wet.
So she wouldn't get wet.
And because a thunderstorm can be dangerous.
And because a thunderstorm can be dangerous.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You did that very well.
Thanks.
Now it's time for a break again and see you soon.
That's right. Also, wir machen hier natürlich keinen Break, sondern jetzt bekommst du die Möglichkeit, diesen Text noch einmal ohne meine Stimme ganz für dich zu hören, in deinem Tempo. Du kannst diese Podcast-Folge anhalten, wenn es dir zu schnell geht, wenn du mehr Zeit zum Nachdenken brauchst. Du kannst theoretisch auch, wenn du das Abo an der Speed Learning Academy hast, diese Podcast-Folge als Diktat verwenden und aufschreiben. Ich denke mal, es waren ein paar Wörter dabei, die dir noch neu oder unbekannt sind und die auch so ein bisschen, ja, ich sag mal, informell, so ein bisschen umgangssprachlich sind. Okay, also, du bist dran. Ich wünsche dir viel Spaß und wir hören uns in der nächsten Folge. Bis dann.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about a thunderstorm. Listen carefully, then you can answer the questions at the end. Sarah was sitting on the grass and squinting in the sun. Her dog had stretched out next to her and let out a contented snore. What a beautiful summer's day, thought Elisa. She closed her eyes and dozed off. Suddenly, there was a noise around her. She jerked her eyes open and rubbed her arms, for it had become quite cold. No wonder, the sun was no longer visible. Instead, the sky had turned jet black. Gruesome flashes of lightning could be seen, followed by a loud roll of thunder. Sarah cried out in shock. Her dog had also started barking loudly. Quick, we have to get home. Otherwise we'll get all wet. She jumped up and ran. Her dog followed her. Besides, a thunderstorm can be dangerous. Thankfully, Sarah and her dog weren't far from home and were able to quickly escape to dry land. Now please answer the questions in complete sentences. How did Sarah know that a thunderstorm was coming? The correct answer is: she realized that a thunderstorm was coming because it suddenly became loud and cold around her. Now please repeat this sentence. She realized that a thunderstorm was coming because it suddenly became loud and cold around them. Here comes the second question. Why did Sarah run home quickly with her dog? The correct answer is: Sarah ran home quickly with her dog so she wouldn't get wet and because a thunderstorm can be dangerous. Now please repeat this sentence. Sarah ran home with her dog. Quickly home. So she wouldn't get wet. And because a thunderstorm can be dangerous. Wonderful. You did that very well. Now it's time for a break again and see you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.